We're now joined, though, by Congressman Dan Muser. Big announcement you just had an hour ago, and congratulations, Congressman Muser.
Bob, hey, thanks. Always a pleasure to be with you. Always appreciate your show. I just got back into town. We were busy in Washington, of course, through this morning, and came in for the press conference that ended up being virtual. But I have to say some incredibly good news for all of our great Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, but certainly for Luzerne County, a company by the name of Nacero. And Nacero means in, I believe it's Italian, it means rise up. In Spanish, it means to be born. And I really think that this company is going to help Luzerne County rise up. As you were stating, it's incredible. Our natural gas that we find, of course, right within reach of where we all live, we pipe it in from the Marcellus, and they will be able to create gasoline that can be used in all cars that are currently running, no modifications, no retrofitting necessary, at competitive prices, perhaps even better, and at half the carbon emissions that exist today. So it's really remarkable technology and a great big investment here in our hometown.
Dan, I've been arguing since I started this show in April that the bridge fuel, not just to benefit Pennsylvania because we have all this natural gas, but the bridge fuel for our automotive fleet in the United States is indeed natural gas. And so the announcement that you've worked on today, it gets us there. And not all these problems with batteries and all kinds of issues that people are not looking at. And this is, it really is huge for the country and big for Pennsylvania. I can't thank you enough on behalf of this entire listening audience.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm glad to work with them. They're really brilliant people, and they're very nice. They're very environmentally focused. I do have to say, Senator John Yudichak had a lot to do with this. You know John.
Oh yeah.
And boy, he's about economic development, and he's done a great job. And they think the world of him.
And he was smart enough to leave the loony left Democrat Party on top of all that.
There is that. He shows signs of high intelligence.
Well, I'll tell you. What's important. And I've been talking about this a lot in the context of other politicians. But when you talk about, for the audience, when you talk about Dan Muser, you're talking about someone who's founded a business, grew it in terms of its technology, in terms of its size, in terms of the number of people it employs, its scope, Pride Mobility into this beautiful company and one of our real pillars in the Northeast Pennsylvania. So when somebody knows how to sign the front of a check, they can talk to other people who do the same, and these kinds of economic developments happen because of it. And that's just great stuff.
Well, I will tell you this. I've dedicated myself to public service. My brother Scott and all the great employees, leadership, and everybody at Pride Mobility deserves the credit there. But I will tell you this, Bob, what's very important. Yes, a business mind, the conditioning of a business mind to come into government and be about results is definitely what we need more of. But what's important with this project, this happened without government mandates. We are working on reducing in a mass way. And in automobiles, that was very difficult to handle reduction of carbon emissions in automobiles. And they figured it out without government mandates, just through good old American technological thought and innovation. And, well, that's being brought to Pennsylvania. And, there's going to be 4,500 jobs created during the construction. There'll be a few hundred, about 400 or so full-time jobs. But the ripple effect and the multiplier effect for Northeast Pennsylvania is going to be enormous. And it will be an added boom for our natural gas. That's part of the Commonwealth as well. So a lot of big wins here.
A big deal. Wow. I'll tell you what, Congressman Muser, you made our day. You made our weekend. And look, if any of them, any of the officials from the NOCERA would like to come on, you let them know. They've got an ear here anytime they want it to update us on the development. And of course, you can come on to talk to us about any developments in this tremendous economic news.
Well, I thank you for that. And I also thank you for all you do for our area, Bob, including today you're honoring a fallen soldier, fallen American, a fallen veteran, combat veteran. That's absolutely wonderful of you from Jessup. So just keep up the good work, and we're certainly going to keep up the fight.
All right, great. Thank you. Dan Muser, our congressman, he's reporting on one of the most exciting developments since they started natural gas fracking here in Pennsylvania. It's a big deal.